Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B. In this podcast, I love sharing information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently, which means we get more done with less effort, less wasting time, time which is the universal number one currency thing we can't replace. Today, we're talking about the adaptive nature of our body. That's a big deal, something we need to know about. It's important because it puts us in the driver's seat. Before we get started, I want to remind you to subscribe to Coach B Daily on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, hit the subscribe button. Also, you can send me your questions at Coach B Moore on Instagram and Twitter. Send me a DM. I'm at CoachBemoore on both. And if you want to call in your question, which I'd love to hear your voice, join me on anchor.fm/CoachBDaily. Okay, hope all is going well today. Here's the deal. Today we're going to talk about our body's biological adaptation, superpower we have, that we kind of ignore, that we definitely have. Our body's number one mission is to keep us alive as long as possible, able to reproduce as long as possible, and generally healthy. And our body has the ability to change millions of variables in how we function without us thinking actively about it to do its job. So whatever conditions we expose it to, it's working hard to keep us healthy and able to reproduce. Here's an example. Imagine yourself at the beach, maybe a little early in the season, and you're not in Miami, so it's not super warm, and you start to walk out from the sand. You walk out a little bit, your feet feel the cold water rush up. You walk a little further. You step in all the way, and now the water's rushing up to your knees, and you feel it, and you might feel a little shiver, a little chill. You walk out a little further. You step down, you feel the water. It's now mid-thigh, and it's cool. Much cooler than the air around you. And then you get a slight wave comes up, and the water rushes up and touches just by your waistline. And you step up on your toes really quickly because it's freezing. It's cold. And you look at your arm and you see you've got goosebumps now and you're shivering. And you maybe step out a little bit more and the water comes to your belly button. And oh my goodness, at this point, you're in no man's land. You're frozen. You're in the middle. The best thing you could do is to jump in the water probably to avoid feeling cold, but you're stalling because it's freezing. And what's happening in this whole exchange is your body is sensing cold is coming. And it wants to keep you alive and healthy. One thing it can't allow you to do is to give it hyperthermia, which is when your core temperature, the temperature around your organs, drops too quickly. So it's slowing you down by making you feel cold. And while you're feeling cold, you may slow down whatever you were doing that's causing this thing to happen. At the same time, we're going to cause you to shiver. Your body's going to start to send impulses to your muscles and make them vibrate to create more heat. And then you have blood vessels that have blood, that normally carry blood from your major organs out towards the skin to cool them down. It releases the heat by the surface of your skin. Well, now that you've got a too cold thing happening, those blood vessels constrict, trying to keep more of the blood closer to your organs to keep you warmer. And all that going on is allowing you to continue to walk into the water even though you've been slowed down so your body can adapt and keep you healthy. Your body's job is to keep you alive, keep you healthy, and keep you able to reproduce. And it's working despite the things you're doing to it. Which begs the question, to what conditions are we forcing our body to adapt in our everyday life now? Are we working in line with our body or are we working against our body? We know it's doing the right thing, but are we giving it what it needs? Are we working against it? Are we causing it to adapt against our betterment? Some of the things that I know that we do, you might be doing. For example, when's the last time you had high fructose corn syrup in your diet? Or when's the last time you held a cell phone in your hand for hours and hours a day and bent your neck down to look at it all day or for hours? Matter of fact, wherever you're listening to this, look around you right now and the people around you, are they looking down? Is the back of their neck elongated in a downward position? There's actually a condition that's been coined called tech neck, which is the result of us holding our phones and looking down all the time, causing the elongation of the muscles in the back of our neck. And it's going to be a major problem a medical problem for generations to come. As a matter of fact, in terms of screens, are we causing our body to only focus, our eyes to only focus on things that are arm's reach? How would that affect our ancestors who may have been hunters? Would they have survived if they could only see a couple feet in front of themselves? What about sitting for elongated periods of time during the day? We're causing our body to adapt to that. And what does that adaptation look like? As well as dehydration. What is the adaptation for dehydration in our body? All these things are things that we can influence. We can do the opposites and cause our body to adapt to very positive behaviors, like eating whole natural foods that are organically raised, like doing strenuous labor for, a couple hours a day, using more of our distance vision instead of just our near vision. And also very simply drinking more water, getting adequate hydration. As a matter of fact, on hydration, the adaptation for dehydration is actually disease. When we are dehydrated, since our blood is mainly made of water, our body tries to keep us alive. And now we have not adequate blood volume. The adaptation to that, what our body does is it constricts our blood vessels so that the blood that we do have can circulate faster through our major organs, including our brain, and keep us alive longer. But that adaptation is called hypertension. It's the medical definition for hypertension. So that's one example of how things that we can control create an adaptation that is working against our betterment. And that, I think, is an important realization because it puts you in the driver's seat. It lets you understand that you're actually in control. Most people I know are nearsighted, overweight, and suffer from heart disease prematurely. And a lot of this is a result of a culture. It's not a genetic inheritance. It's a cultural inheritance. The things that we do create the circumstance, which works for and against us depending on what we choose. So that's my note for the day. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a note at Coach B Moore, CoachBemore, on Instagram or Twitter. And please subscribe to the podcast. I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.